This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're joined by Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative, to share updates on the Growing Climate Solutions Act. Will, thanks for joining us. Let's start by talking about this legislation, why it's so important to agriculture.
Sure thing, and thanks for having me, Mike. The Growing Climate Solutions Act would instruct USDA to set up a greenhouse gas technical assistance provider and a third-party verifier certification program to help farmers, ranchers, and foresters participate in carbon credit trading markets. These programs would provide a USDA stamp of approval for qualified providers of technical assistance and verifiers that help landowners adopt voluntary practices that allow them to earn carbon credits, which can then be sold into carbon markets.
Now, the bill got a lot of support in the Senate, didn't it?
It did, yeah. It passed a couple of weeks ago by a vote of 92-8. So obviously a ton of support, bipartisan support, and a level of support that we don't often see for standalone legislation these days, which was great to see.
Who is supporting the bill? Who's behind it and pushing it?
Sure. So in the Senate, this was originally introduced last Congress by Senators Stabenow from Michigan, who's the chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee, and Mike Braun from Indiana. This Congress, several other senators, including Senator Bozeman, the ranking Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, joined in support. And by the time it passed, it had almost half the Senate signing on as co-sponsors. In the House, there's been companion legislation introduced by Representative Stanberger from Virginia and Representative Don Bacon from Nebraska. Outside of Congress, this bill has support from many, many, many different advocacy groups, including the National Council of Farmer Co-ops, of which CHS is a member, and others. CHS itself is supportive as well.
Do you see any big changes coming in the House as they take it up?
Yeah, well, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Chairman Scott from Georgia, is keeping his cards pretty close to his vest right now. And the legislation that was introduced currently mirrors the Senate bill. But obviously, changes could be made as it goes through that House process. Right now, the biggest potholes that we need to kind of weave the bill around have to do with the more progressive wing of the Democrat Party, possibly wanting to see more progressive climate priorities introduced into this bill. That would obviously, if it happens, have an adverse effect on the Republican support that it currently enjoys.
So we'll see how it does in the House and keep a close watch on it. That's Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.